Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, Rachel, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Well, I left you Monday talking about what is your next, because everybody has a next, and the goal is to make the next best step in becoming all that God desires you to become. Well, with that in mind, I want to bring you to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16, where the Apostle Paul has a prayer. He says this, "I have not stopped thanking God for you. I pray for you constantly, asking God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give you," and listen to this, "spiritual wisdom and insight so that you might grow in the knowledge of God." Well, I want you to know, wherever you're at listening to this podcast, I wish you could have spiritual wisdom and insight. Think of all the decisions that you've made, maybe in your teen years, your college years, your young adult years, maybe for many, all the way into your senior adult years. Think of all the decisions you've made and ask yourself, I wonder what my life would have looked like had I used spiritual wisdom and insight in all of those decisions. Paul mentions this, so that you might know God. And he uses a word here that doesn't shock you, because no one probably reacts it when I mentioned it, about knowing God. It didn't mean much to many of us, but Paul uses a word, gnosko, in the Greek. And it literally means to know God in the most intimate and personal way, which was completely foreign to religious people of the day. Because God was always this religion as they saw it. It was always a tradition. It was familial. But he actually used the same word about how a man and wife are to know one another. Not a sexual term, an intimate term. It's a term that you get way beyond knowing him right here, and you've got to get to know him deeply, personally, relationally. Everybody, when they hear that, says, but I didn't know that we could do that with God, our Creator. Well, in verse 18, he says, I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light so that you can understand the confident hope he has given to those he called, his holy people who are his rich and glorious inheritance. Listen, Paul is saying, I wish the eyes of your heart were, as the message says, focused and clear. Paul's making a point that all of us need to realize. All of us are looking at life through the lens of everything that's happened to you up to this point. And whatever it is that God has allowed you to experience from your early days to today, God is desiring, and God, if you will allow, he will use all of that, good and bad, for your good and for his glory. The question is, are you going to trust him with that and make your next best step by seeking God that you might know him more? Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. We'll see you back tomorrow again. And friend, if you haven't already checked out our Race Forward podcast, I encourage you to do that. Go to your favorite podcast platform and look for Race Forward, God and Race Relations. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.